Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever's supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel yourself anchored in, nourished and nurtured by that earth energy. You are here. Time is now. I continue my work with Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. And this morning, I pulled Cobra from the deck. And Kim describes Cobra energy as that of pausing and waiting. And what really struck me, our inner teacher. I've been working with snake energy for quite some time, ever since about 15 years ago when I had a whole series of dreams with snakes. And from the dream dictionaries, I learned that when snakes appear, it's a signal or a sign that transformation is coming. Snakes are known for their ability to shed their skin, to release what doesn't serve, to release what they've outgrown. But there's another piece to snake's energy when it appears in dreams, and it is especially potent if in your dream you get bitten by a snake. And that energy is of imparting wisdom. We can feel into snake as that teacher. Our spiritual teachers and guides carry snake energy. And the invitation of this card is to really be a student of life and to look for teachers and welcome them in when they arrive. And of course, we have our inner teacher. And when we tune in and listen, what is your higher self teaching you? And our bodies are our teachers. And when we get to our yoga practice, we're going to explore that a little bit more. But first, I have a question for you. What do you desire to learn? In the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, for the past few weeks, every Tuesday, I've been doing a short 5 to 10 minute live video, bringing something that I teach to the group. So I've done quick meditation. I've talked about my sit spot outside. Brought some other concepts forward, and I want to know, what do you desire to learn? What could I share so that I can be in my role as teacher for you? What do you need? What are you opening up to? And it can be anything about yoga. It can be about shamanic Reiki practices. It can be about wildlife conservation. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find out because I can ask my teachers. It might also be about the more practical magic. Do you have questions about running a business, especially a healing arts business, about how I get things done? Please ask. And you can ask in the group. If you're on Facebook and have not yet joined the Shamanic Flow Circle, please come. We welcome your presence. If you are not on Facebook and would like to ask a question, go to myshamaniclife.com, find this episode or any episode, and leave a comment and ask your question there. I'd be happy to address questions not only in the Facebook group, but in the podcast. Welcome, the teacher. I mentioned that in a yoga practice, the body becomes the teacher. People ask me what I do. I tell them I'm a yoga teacher. But it's with the knowledge that I am really just a guide. I often tell my students that the poses, the sequence, the alignment cues are suggestions. I'm here to make sure that you're practicing safely, but really, the only one who knows what your ideal alignment is, how the poses feel for you, is your body. And open to the idea that your body is not separate from you. We often think about the spirit, the soul, our higher selves, as being something that exists outside of the physical body, that they talk to each other, but they're not the same. But I'm inviting you now to consider that they are. We think about them separately because it's a way to wrap our head around everything that's going on. But just like there's a oneness among all beings, all that universal energy, there is a oneness to our being. Your soul, your spirit may go on after your physical body is done living. But while you're in this manifestation, a physical living being on earth, you are your body and all of your body. Have you ever have something that was hurting or not working quite right, and looked at that body part and said, "My elbow doesn't work right. My finger hurts." How would it reframe that for you to say, "I hurt," rather than separating that part as something that is like a misbehaving child? What if you recognized that a hurt to one part of your body is a hurt to your entire body, to you? And my theme for February, because of Valentine's Day, has been exploring how to really love myself. And as I bring that forward in my own spiritual, physical, emotional practices, I am uncovering these bits. My inner teacher is showing me to really love myself. I need to love the whole, even the parts that aren't feeling like they're part of the whole, that are painful, that are tight. Love all of you. So let's explore that. In a yoga practice, what does it feel like to be truly holistic in your practice? And to invite the body to be the teacher. And we're going to start in a wide-kneed child's pose. Open the knees wide, bring the big toes together. Drop your hips to your heels, your forehead to the mat. Let your arms extend forward and then relax so your elbows are down. And when you jump right into child's pose like this, and the body is cold, you might notice that there's places that are feeling that tension already. Maybe your hips aren't quite getting to your heels. Are you feeling it in your knees? How about your shoulders with your arms out over your head? Take a moment just to feel what is true for you in child's pose. And notice if you're uncomfortable in child's pose, do you start to check out a little bit? Invite you to come back, to be with those parts of your body which are not separate from you. Without fighting them, without trying to change anything, just acknowledging and being. And then begin to explore the breath a little bit. If you notice your natural breath now, how does it feel? Your whole body breathes. The process of bringing oxygen in doesn't stop at the lungs. There's all of those muscles that support the expansion and contraction of the lungs. There's skeletal support for that. Rib cage expands and contracts. Heart muscle pumps the blood through to get the oxygen into the body. And this system all works as a whole all the time. Notice how is the breath in this moment? How is the system working? Now intentionally begin to deepen your breath and notice how the system changes. As you draw a deep breath in, as you bring more oxygen into your body, how does your body respond? As you relax in this child's pose, how does your breath respond? Keep deepening the breath until you feel the breath work its way down into your low back. So that's where you feel the expansion and contraction. It doesn't have to be severe. It's soft. Now slowly walk your hands in, lift your hips off your heels, and bring your hands just in front of your shoulders. And draw the knees in a little bit, but keep them slightly wider than your hips. Now draw your hips forward towards your hands, and as you inhale, circle your hips to the right and back over the heels. And as you exhale, circle your hips to the left and forward towards your hands again. Inhale and take your hips again to the right, same direction, circling back, cross the heels at the top of that inhale. And as you exhale, circle the hips to the left and forward toward the hands. And keep going in this direction, moving with your breath. Feeling into your body as you circle. The most obvious place to feel tightens in the hips, and you might even get a pop or a crack as you circle around. Open your awareness to the whole body. What's happening in your knees, your feet, your shoulders, your rib cage, your neck, but the arms, the wrists, the hands. Next time you come forward at the end of your exhale, pause for a moment, and as you inhale, press your hips to the left and back, changing the direction of your circle. Come over your heels and then to the right and forward with the exhale. And continue to circle to the left. And notice how it feels in this direction. Opening your awareness to the whole of your body as it moves. You might notice that there's nothing that happens in isolation in your body. Maybe that little crack in your hip reverberates up the length of the spine. Maybe you notice that the shoulders limit the space in the circle. They're feeling a little tight. Maybe your neck gets tired. Notice that there's nothing there to fix or change. You're just opening to an awareness, letting the body be the teacher. Circle around one more time. And at the end of your exhale, when your hips are forward towards your hands, back to a more neutral spine, bring your knees in a little bit more so that they're underneath your hips. Walk your hands forward until they're the length of a hand or more in front of your shoulders. Press the pads of your fingers down. Start to feel each knuckle pressing down into the floor. Press into the top ridge of the palm, the outer ridge, the base of the thumb. Feel into the stretch of skin between your thumb and first finger. Press that down so that the only thing lifted off the floor is that little suction cup in the center of the palm. Now curl your toes under. Bring your knees off the floor 2 or 3 inches. Tilt your tailbone to the sky and slowly lift your hips into the inverted V of downward facing dog. Moment here as you find the shape of the pose to notice how your body feels. Downward facing dog opens the back of the body. From the back of your arms and shoulders all the way to the backs of your heels. How does it feel? Bring your attention back to your hands. So you're still grounded down through the fingers, through the outer ridges of the palms. Slide your awareness up to your elbows. Are they locked? What happens if you put a micro bend into your elbows? Pressing the floor away with your hands as you do. And maintaining that little bit of bend in your elbows, rotate your elbow creases, the inner creases, forward. So the points of the elbows start to turn back towards your feet. Feel now into your shoulders. Where did the head of the arm bones go? Can you feel that little bit of shift into the back of the shoulders? Now broaden your collarbones. Reach the points of the shoulders out to the sides. Move your shoulder blades towards your hips. Feel them press into the back of your rib cage and move the rib cage through the arms. Allow your neck to relax so your head is between your arms, glancing back at your knees. Press into the floor again with your hands. Begin to extend your hips up and back. Separate your hips from your rib cage. Lengthen the sides of your waist and allow the back a slight arch so the tailbone tips to the sky and sinks the heart through the arms just a little bit more. Now glancing back through your legs, notice if you see your heels. Rotate your heels out until they're hidden behind your toes. It's going to turn the kneecaps in just a little bit, rotating the inner thighs in and back. And now contract the front of the thighs. Press your thigh bone into the back of your legs. As the thigh bones press back, don't worry about the knees. Notice the heels fall, lengthening down the backs of the legs a little bit more. No strain in the backs of the ankles. Take a breath here and open your awareness to your whole body in Down Dog. How does it feel to be here? What did your body share with you in that little exploration? Bend your knees. Lift your chin to look towards your hands and step your feet to your hands. Keep your knees bent. Rest your belly against your thighs. Relax your neck, drop your head, and tuck your chin slightly so your nose comes towards your knees. Now wrap your hands behind your ankles. Bend your elbows out to the sides and gently draw your heart into your knees just a little bit more. Hold your belly against your thighs. Lift your tailbone. Press down into your feet. And without locking your knees, explore straightening your legs until you feel the stretch down the backs of your thighs. Say hello to your hamstrings. Are you breathing here? Feel your whole body come alive. Bring in oxygen as you wake up muscles. On your next exhale, lower the hips just enough to release the backs of the thighs. Let go of the backs of your ankles. Press your feet down into the floor. Feel the energy that starts to come up your legs, coming up to standing, a whole body experience. Slowly tuck the tailbone, draw your navel towards your spine, use your abdominal muscles to stack the low vertebrae, one on top of another. Keep pressing your feet down into the floor so there's this dynamic opposition happening in the body as you continue to roll your spine up. Leave your chin to your chest. When you get to the upper back, roll the shoulders up over the hips, and then finally lift your chin just until your ears are over your shoulders. Feel the energy move all the way up through the crown of your head, still pressing the feet down into the floor, lengthening in both directions. Arms hanging by your sides. Notice how it feels to be here. Soften your knees and your elbows, your hips and shoulders. Align the bottom of your earlobes right over the tops of your shoulders, and then lift your skull off your shoulders. Press the tops of your shoulders down. Feel your neck lengthen. Notice how that feels. Breathe into that. Now turn to the side of your mat and step your feet apart into a wide straddle. Keep your left toes pointed at the long side and turn your right toes to the short end of the mat. Heel toe that right foot to the inside a half a foot width so that your heel is aligned with the arch of your left foot. Level your hips with the floor. Notice here, can you rotate your knee all the way out to align with the toes? Do you need to let your hips turn to the right just a little bit? Allow what needs to happen so the knee is aligned. Bend your right knee out towards your pinky toe and stack your knee over your heel. Chin straight up and down. You might already feel the engagement in your right thigh. Keep pressing into the outside edge of your left foot. Lift that arch slightly. Spiral your right thigh open. Feel your knees move away from each other. Just micro movements, letting the hips come down. Align your shoulders over your hips. Now before you turn your head, open your arms out to the sides, shoulder height, so your arms are in line with your heels. Turn your palms to face forward. Reach out through your fingers and imagine if you were standing against a wall. Press the backs of your hands into the wall. Feel the heart move through the arms a little bit. The shoulder blades come in and down. Reach further to broaden across your collarbones. Maintain that openness in the heart space, that line of energy that flows from the fingers of the right hand to the fingers of the left. And then from your wrists, spin your palms down to the floor. Reach long through 10 fingers. Turn your head to the right. Look out over your right hand. Feel the energy in your body. Open up to an awareness of your whole body in Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Notice what's working, what's stretching, what's opening, where the energy flows. It's all one. Take another breath and release your arms down. Relax your shoulders. Straighten your right leg. Lift your right toes, turn them back to the long side of your mat. Notice how your body feels as you release the pose. Sometimes our greatest teacher is in these times of stillness. Snake energy, the pause, the wait. Let that inner teacher come through. Now lift your left toes, turn them out to the other side of the mat. Heel toe your left foot in, half a foot width, so that your heel is again aligned with the arch of the right foot. Open up from the hip. Rotate as far as you can, and then allow your hips to go a little bit to the left to complete the movement of the knee out in the direction of the toes. And from there, bend your left knee. Move it toward the pinky toe. If your knee is coming to the inside of your big toe, come back up. Let the hips go a little bit more to the left. Try again. Stay with your body here. Does anything feel like strain? Back off or adjust. Reach down into the outside edge of your right foot. Float your arms out to shoulder height, turn your palms forward. Again, press into the imaginary wall with the back of your hands. Feel how that presses the heart forward, but you can only go so far with the hands. The shoulder blades aren't scrunching in. Drop them down. Reach out through the hands. Broaden both the upper back and the top of the chest. Spin the palms down toward the floor. Turn your head to the left. Look out over your left fingers. Feel again into the energy moving in your body. Press the feet down into the floor, connect it into the earth. Feel that flow all through the body, the whole body. Notice where you work. Notice where you feel the rise of energy. Maybe there's a tingle or a sense of flow. Take another breath here. Now release your arms down, turn your head back to the side, straighten your left leg, turn your toes in, and heel toe your feet in to step them together. And back into mountain pose. Pause there. What's letting go in your body? How do you feel now that you've released that pose? Take an inhale, float your arms up over your head, bring your hands together at the top, and as you exhale, lower your hands to your heart. Rest your thumbs against your sternum. Now make lifting the heart a whole body movement by drawing the sides of the waist towards each other, hugging the lower points of the rib cage towards each other. Feel the top of your sternum lift towards your chin and press forward into your thumbs. Drop the shoulder blades down the back. Look out ahead of you, find a focal point. Shift your weight to your right foot. Bend your left knee, lift your heel, spin your knee out to the side, keep your hips forward. There's a place where your knee doesn't go any further, where you run out of room in that joint. Honor that place. Make tree pose more challenging by sliding your heel all the way over to your right ankle. Slide your foot further up the inside of your shin. If your heel reaches your knee joint, stop before it touches it. You can go deeper, reach down with your left hand, and draw your foot up until your toes are above your knee joint. press your right leg into your left foot. Continue to lift your heart and extend your arms up overhead. Palms still pressed together, draw your arms towards your ears. Right foot pressing into the floor, take another breath. Slowly lower your thumbs back down to your sternum. Turn your left knee forward, set your foot down. Even out the weight in your feet, notice how your right leg feels. Notice how you feel. Engage again to lift your sternum into your thumbs. Press the feet into the floor. Hug in through the low ribs, side of the waist. Feel the expansion of the heart space. As you draw the low ribs in, you're inviting the upper ribs to spread, the sternum to lift. Drop your shoulder blades. Stay broad. Big heart energy. Shift your weight to your left foot, bend your right knee. Rotate your knee out to the right side. For more challenge, slide your right heel into your left ankle. For an even deeper challenge, move your heel up the inside of your shin, toes coming off the floor, sole of the foot resting in the inside of the shin. Keep your heel below your knee joint. To go higher, help your foot to come fully above your knee to the inside of your thigh. Engage your left leg, press it into the inside of your right foot. Press back a little bit with your right foot. How does that engagement feel in the legs? Keep the sternum lifting. Take your arms up over your head, eyes on your drishti, your focal point. Breathe into that. Slowly bring your hands back down. Turn your right knee forward, set your right foot down. Even out the weight, release your hands to your sides, come into mountain. Check in again with how you feel. Turn to face the short end of your mat. Soften your knees. Take an inhale. Sweep your arms up over your head. As you exhale, hinge from your hips. Bring your belly to your thighs. Coming down into a forward fold. Relax your neck. Drop your head. Place your hands down on the floor, bending your knees more if necessary to plant the palms. Press into the fingers. Step your feet back into downward facing dog. Take an inhale in down dog. Release your knees to the mat. Shift your shoulders forward over your wrists. So your hips are in front of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward. Reset the arm bones and the shoulders with the elbow creases close to the body. Lower your chin and chest, tailbone tips to the sky like you're doing down dog, coming into caterpillar. Draw your heart through your arms. Put your belly down on the mat. Press the hip points into the floor. Point your toes back. Press the tops of your feet down. lift the heart through the arms. Cobra. Breathe here in Bhujangasana. Your elbows in, your shoulder blades down. Reach out through the shoulder points and broaden. Press down into the tops of your feet. Roll your inner thighs toward the ceiling. Touch the floor with 10 toenails. Stay engaged through the legs. Press your tailbone toward the floor. Reach it back towards your heels. Press your hip points down. Draw the lower ribs towards each other. Lift the top of your sternum without lifting your chin. Press your shoulders gently down away from your ears. Align your neck with your upper back. Extend through the crown of your head. Breathe here. Feel the expansion and contraction, the movement of energy and breath, circulation through your whole body. What is your body telling you? One more breath in. Exhale, release down. Press your hands into the floor, press back to your knees. Open your knees wide. Drop your hips to your heels, your forehead to the mat. Come back into child's pose, back where we started. Breathe. Feel your whole body. Where's the movement? Flow. Welcome the messages from your body. They are messages from your inner teacher. Once during a shamanic journey, I found myself not in my usual place in nature, but within my body. Riding the blood, seeing what was true in my physical being. You do not need to look outside yourself. Let your body be a spirit guide. Let it remind you that you are a whole being that spirit and your physical manifestation are the same. Expand your awareness to the oneness of yourself. And the love that flows through it all. Walk your hands towards your knees, and as your upper body lifts, shift your hips to one side of your heels, swing your legs around, roll down onto your back. Hug your knees into your chest for a moment, rocking a little bit side to side. Keep your knees over your chest, open your arms out to the sides, relax them back onto the floor. Feel your heart open through your arms. On your next exhale, drop your knees to the right. Easy twist. Releasing. soften the left shoulder down, and if it's available and comfortable, roll your chin to the left. Feel your breath move down into your body through the twist. On your next inhale, bring your knees back up over your chest. And as you exhale, drop them over to the left. Soften the right shoulder, turn your chin to the right. Breathe here. Feel your breath, your blood, your energy moving through your body. Your next breath in, lift your knees, release your feet to the floor, extend your legs out, relax. Allow your feet to splay open, sink into the mat. I'm going to leave you here to stay in Savasana for as long as you desire, with the invitation to drop in, to stay with the physical sensations and the breath. To recognize the wholeness, your own holistic nature, and to let the messages come from within. So that your physical body becomes one of your spiritual guides and teachers. Stay as long as you desire. Acknowledging the divine light and the wholeness of all being. Connection we share and our oneness. Namaste.